The University of Health and Allied Sciences in Volta and Energy and Natural Resources in the Bunafu regions will begin admission this September. The facilities for the admission of first batch of students are ready, and the legislation was also passed by Parliament last year and given assent by President Mills, the Bunafu Regional Minister Kwajunya Meche Mafu, and his Volta Regional counterpart Joseph Amunode disclosed this to Radio Ghana Sethia at the swearing of the intern councils for the two new public universities at Gimpa in Accra.
His Excellency the President has directed that these universities, you know, kickstart from 2012-2013 academic year, and definitely with the inauguration of the board today and hopefully other things to follow, we are going to achieve that objective. So hopefully, September, October 2012, the first intake for these two universities will take place. And we are really excited about this. We hope that everything possible will be done to achieve that very goal.
Infrastructure is very key. And the argument out there is that ever since the president cut the sword, nothing has happened.
Yeah.
Can you tell Ghanaians, whether facilities are ready to admit students from September this year?
Yes, I think that most of us are aware of the fact that the KNUST campus of the Good Technology Faculty already exists in Sunyane. And because of this university, the university authorities of KNUST graciously handed over this institution to government to kickstart the university from there. So there are structures which were not utilized, and for that reason, even 2011-2012 academic year, KNUST did not admit students. So the facilities that should have been used by these first year students are now for free. So they are there, and then we can utilize them for this kickstart of the university. That aside, we're also renovating some structures. Some have been completed, others are at various stages of completion, and hopefully within the next month or so, most of these structures will be in place. So we are just waiting for the start of the university. So everything possible has been done or is being done to achieve that objective.
The university facilities in the Volta region are ready for a successful takeoff. From day one, we had always stated that the university will start from temporary facilities. And by temporary, I'm not talking of ramshackle facilities. I'm talking of temporary in terms of that is not going to be permanent. The permanent site is where we're going to have an ultra-modern university building, which has also begun. But this one, the university will be starting from facilities we have built around the regional hospital, which eventually will be the teaching hospital. So we've constructed lecture rooms, we've constructed an administration block, we've constructed hostel, we've constructed bungalows for core staff to enable the university start. Meanwhile, the contract for the permanent facilities has been procured, and we believe the contractors have been on the site and might start their work any time from now. But that has no relation to the opening of the university. We have enough facilities for the university to start.
Are you sure they are adequate for admission come this September?
They are very, very adequate for admission. My information is that we're not going to start all the 12 faculties in September. There will be admission into some faculties, and the numbers that will be admitted would well be accommodated in the facilities we have, and even more.
You heard the Bunafu Regional Minister Kwajunya Meche Mafu and his Volta Regional counterpart Joseph Amunode talking to Seth Ehia.